USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People is reporting that Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa made an agreement years ago never to fly together on a helicopter. Bryant and the couple's 13-year-old daughter were killed Sunday morning in the crash of a chopper in California. The former basketball superstar having said in interviews that he began using helicopters to avoid traffic. Meanwhile, the late superstar Bryant is heading to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo saying this morning that the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. President Trump's impeachment trial resumes this afternoon. Yesterday, one of his lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, said the articles of impeachment against Trump don't meet the constitutional standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors say Britain's Prince Andrew is not cooperating with their investigation of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaking outside the deceased sex offender's New York City home, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said they've been unable to interview Andrew about his friendship with Epstein despite numerous requests to do so. Coronavirus by the numbers. Health officials now say 4,500 people in mainland China have caught the potentially deadly virus. It's killed more than 100 people there, mostly in and around the city of Wuhan. In the United States, there are 5 confirmed cases, though more than 100 people are being tested in 26 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes for Health says Americans should be paying attention to this.
The American public should not be fearful about this, but you really need to take it very seriously.
The CDC issues a travel advisory saying avoid non-essential travel to China until further notice. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Consumer confidence numbers are in, growing more than expected in the month of January. According to the Conference Board, the Consumer Confidence Index rose to 131.6 this month. That's up from 126.5 in December. Economists were expecting a rise to about 128. The board also reports 49% of consumers think jobs are plentiful right now, compared to 12% who think jobs are hard to get. Ratings for the Grammys were down this year. According to reports, the 62nd annual awards ceremony on Sunday evening drew nearly 19 million viewers. That's a 5% drop from last year's show, which boasted nearly 20 million viewers. Despite the declines, the Grammy broadcast was still the most watched entertainment program of the awards season so far, beating out the Golden Globes. Strong winds are to blame for changing SpaceX's plans. A launch set for yesterday morning had to be postponed after upper-level winds reached dangerous speeds. Another attempt will be made at 9:06 Eastern tomorrow morning from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. SpaceX trying to launch 60 satellites into orbit to further its goal of bringing high-speed internet to remote parts of the world. Next time you're using your internet service, check us out online. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.